Acts 14. It happened that at Iconium, in the same way, they went to the Jewish synagogue, and they spoke so effectively that a great many of both Jews and Greeks became believers. However, the Jews who refused to believe stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. Accordingly, Paul and Barnabas stayed on for some time, proclaiming the good news fearlessly in the Lord, and the Lord attested the message of his grace by granting signs and wonders to occur at their hands. The population of the city was divided. Some supported the Jews, others the apostles. But eventually, a move was made by both Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to maltreat the apostles and to stone them. When they came to hear of this, they fled to Lycaonia, where, in the towns of Lystra and Derbe, and in the surrounding country, they continued to proclaim the good news. There was a man at Lystra, sitting there, who could not use his feet. He had been crippled from birth and had never walked. He was listening to Paul speaking. Looking at him intently and seeing that he had faith to be saved, Paul said, in a loud voice, "Stand upright on your feet." And the man jumped up and began to walk around. When the crowd saw what Paul had done, they shouted in the language of Lycaonia, "The gods have come down to us in human form." They called Barnabas Zeus, and since Paul was the principal speaker, they called him Hermes. The priest of Zeus outside the city, bringing oxen and garlands to the gate, wanted to offer sacrifice to them with the crowds. When the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard, they tore their clothes and rushed into the crowd, shouting, "Friends, what do you think you are doing? We are human beings, vulnerable like yourselves, proclaiming good news to you, that you should turn from these vain things to the living God, who made heaven and earth and sea and all that is in them. In past generations, he allowed all nations to follow their own paths. Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without testimony to his good works, giving you rains from heaven and seasons of fruitfulness, filling you with food and your hearts with good cheer." With this speech, they just managed to prevent the crowd from offering them sacrifice. Then some Jews arrived from Antioch and Iconium and won over the people. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the town, thinking he was dead. When the disciples surrounded him, he stood up and went into the town, and on the next day he left for Derbe with Barnabas. Having proclaimed the good news in that town and made a considerable number of disciples, they went back to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. They put fresh heart into the disciples, encouraging them to persevere in the faith, saying, "It is through many trials that we must enter the kingdom of God." In each of these churches they appointed elders, and with prayer and fasting they commended them to the Lord in whom they had come to believe. They passed through Pisidia and reached Pamphylia. Then, after proclaiming the word at Perga, they went down to Attalia, and from there sailed for Antioch, where they had been commended to the grace of God for the work they had now completed. On their arrival, they assembled the church and gave an account of all that God had done with them, and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. They stayed there with the disciples for some time.